Welcome back to the Cool Jazz Countdown alongside the bass man, Marcellus Shepard. I'm Kyle LaRue. We are up to the number 5 position on this week's survey where we find one for all. And as pianist for the ensemble, David Hazeltine tells it, this latest album represents family and fellowship. And this album also provides an opportunity for the band to honor one of the greats who has been, in Hazeltine's words, like a father to them for the better part of 3 decades plus, legendary saxophonist George Coleman. Hazeltine, along with tenor saxophonist Eric Alexander, trumpeter Jim Rotundi, trombonist Steve Davis, bassist John Weber, and drummer Joe Farnsworth present their first album as a collective in 7 years. And the guest of honor on 3 of the 9 compositions, the aforementioned George Coleman. The band will tell you that the album is not a quote-unquote tribute album in the traditional sense, but more like an acknowledgement of the giants of jazz who still walk among us. Amen. It's One for All featuring George Coleman, their latest effort, their second outing, in fact, for the Smoke Sessions label. It's entitled Big George, and it's in the number 5 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. And there it is, the latest from One For All, just doing their bluesy, swinging New York jazz thing. Their latest features saxophonist George Coleman. One For All featuring George Coleman and Big George. That's the name of the album. You'll find it on the Smoke Sessions label, moving up to take the number 5 spot on this week's survey. Bass?
Thank you, brother. Well, making her way back onto our charts is keyboardist and composer Kayla Waters. What a gem she is. Her album Presence made its way here on our survey in September of last year, and now it's still in the mix on the top 10. Kayla presented a playlist of 10 tracks with all personal and original tunes. She shows off her artistic side on here as well, painting musical portraits with her music and the titles of the songs that reflect that. Production assistance this go-round comes from the big dog Chris Davis on one tune, with the remainder of the album being produced by Kayla and Big Papa, her dad, Kim Waters. Here's Billboard top-charting keyboardist Kayla Waters with Presence, re-entering in the number 4 spot this week, here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. This sister has so much showmanship. If you ever get an opportunity to see her in concert, I definitely encourage you to do so. Definitely has some of her father's stage presence as well. Talking about none other than Kayla Waters. Presence, the name of the album, you'll find it on Shaniqui, re-entering at number 4 here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you, Brother Bass. Family, don't forget you can catch the Countdown on demand on the iHeartRadio app, on TuneIn Radio, on Player FM, and everywhere you enjoy podcasts. You can also stream and download the podcast anytime at countdown.podomatic.com. Well, in celebration of their 10th anniversary, the Black Art Jazz Collective returns with a 10-track project of original material that continues the mission, if you will, of the collective to reflect the African-American experience in jazz. The band stands proudly for high-level acoustic jazz, but at the same time, they use the music as a vehicle to comment on what's happening in the world. Founding member Wayne Escoffery explains that, quoting him here, "Unfortunately, the story of black people in America is trauma, and we always have found a way to create art and to provide joy even despite that. So for better or for worse, that's kind of part of our legacy in a way." End of quote. It's the Black Art Jazz Collective right here. Their latest for the High Note label is called Truth to Power. And it's in the number 3 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
It's the Black Art Jazz Collective, a former number one here on the countdown, slipping just a bit this week. Their latest effort for the High Note label called Truth to Power, and it's in at number three on this week's survey. All yours, Bass.
Yeah, well, we are moving right along. 4 years in the making. That's how long it took for the latest of trumpeter, composer, and educator Cindy Bradley to come to fruition. And there's nothing wrong with taking your time to produce a great project, and that is exactly what she's done. This go-round employing the assistance of veteran of smooth and producer Greg Manning. You see, the two of them initially were only supposed to produce one song together, but it sounded so good and the synergy was so on point that they decided to keep the ball rolling, producing an entire album of brand new tunes together. You will find it on the Trippin' and Rhythm Recording label. It is Cindy Bradley with that pink trumpet, man. Let me tell you, the album is called Promise, and it holds steady in the number two position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Cindy, I hear you, Cindy. Yes, I do, and I'm liking what I'm hearing for sure. The album is called Promise, Cindy Bradley on trumpet. Trippin' in Rhythm is the label, and it holds steady in the number two position again here on our survey. All right, LaRue, go ahead and take us to the top.
Yes, Brother Bass, well, European drummer and composer Snorre Kirk made his recording debut in 2012, and it's been clear from the beginning that Kirk's inspiration has been rooted in what many call the golden age of jazz, reminiscent of legends like Duke Ellington. Well, now his latest effort, as we fast forward, is his seventh overall as a leader, and it showcases 10 original Snorre Kirk compositions. On it, we get an ever so slight variation compared to some of Snorre's previous work. That Ellington influence is still present, but on this latest effort, we hear some additional influence from another legendary composer, arranger, band leader, Count Basie. Yeah, it's drummer and composer Snorre Kirk with his latest effort on the Stunt recording label. It's called Top Dog. Moves up to take the number one spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Becoming one of the prominent drummers and overall musicians on the Scandinavian jazz scene. It is drummer Snorre Kirk with his latest effort for the Stunt label called Top Dog, moving into the number one spot on this week's survey.
Congratulations, Snoray. My, my, my. Well, family, I do hope you enjoyed everything that you heard. That is going to wrap it up for this week's edition of the Cool Jazz Countdown. A reminder for you, you can catch us streaming wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. And you can also go directly to our podcast site, countdown.podomatic.com.
Yes, indeed. And you can stay connected with the Countdown on social media for links to videos, photos, the latest jazz news, playlists from the show, and more when you follow us at Cool Jazz Countdown on Instagram and Facebook.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Ten Share Media and TVM Production. Our show is produced and edited by yours truly, and our theme music is written and composed by Everett Harp. Family, get your hands on some Cool Jazz Countdown gear and continue to enjoy your spring. This is Marcella Shepard, the Bass Man.
And this is Kyle LaRue thanking you, as always, for listening and encouraging you to support the artists and the art form. Jazz in all its colors is alive and kicking. Stay safe, family. We'll see you next time right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is brought to you by the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System.